And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. As Mary waited in a New York hospital to know the outcome of burns she received when Claudia Vincent hurled acid in her face, she tries to remain calm and assured for Larry's sake. But now that he has left her side for the time being, and her good friend Maud Marlowe is there in the room with her instead, Mary feels able to talk more freely. And we hear her say,
"Poor Larry is nearly out of his mind, worrying about how I look when they take these bandages off my face, Maud."
"Well, of course he is. Why wouldn't he be? He knows you got those burns helping to save his life."
"I'd do the same thing over again, even if I knew that Claudia was going to throw acid in my face."
"Well, let me tell you, Mary Noble, I'll keep you from ever meeting up with that creature if I have to lock you in your room and guard the door myself."
"Larry would be on trial for his life right now if I hadn't managed to find that evidence against Claudia, proving that she murdered Oliver Wilson."
"Well, that's all very well and good. But even at that, it might have been better than having you here, like this."
"No, it wouldn't have been better. Claudia Vincent was going to take the stand and swear that Larry couldn't have killed Oliver Wilson that night because he was in her dressing room with her, with the door locked."
"Oh, that was fairly clever of her, that. She was going to save her own neck and Larry's at the same time.
And let the whole world believe that he had been unfaithful to me."
"Well, you'd have come out of it unscathed, Mary. That's something."
"I couldn't bear it. Even this is better."
"I hope so. The very thought of that creature doing this to you is infuriating.
Larry told me that she's cracked completely since they arrested her. Since they proved that she killed Oliver."
"What do you mean they proved it? It was you and only you who found those gloves Claudia wore the night of the murder, and it was you who took them to the police."
"I was lucky to find them, Maud. If Claudia had been really clever, she'd have destroyed them long ago. Can't imagine why she didn't."
"Well, she couldn't bear to throw away an inexpensive pair of gloves. Oh, well, it's all over and done with now. Larry is free, and you're here, swathed in bandages, waiting to find out just how effective Claudia's last insane gesture will turn out."
"I wish I could get some kind of assurance from Dr. Allen. He won't say anything at all, except that I must be patient. I must rest."
"And so you must, my dear. I know it's very hard for you, but there's no other way. And I feel sure that everything will turn out far better than you fear. These days, so much can be done with skin grafting and surgery. If that's necessary."
"Yes, I know. But that kind of thing is horribly expensive, isn't it?"
"For heaven's sake, Mary, what difference does that make? Do you think there could ever be a thought of anything except your recovery?"
"I know that Larry will want to do everything possible. But at the same time, you must remember what's happened to us, Maud."
"Now, what do you mean by that?"
"Well, all the weeks that Larry has been in jail, all the money his friends Lester Jordan and the others have put up for his lawyer's fees. And now this. I don't see how he's going to manage."
"Well, you can just forget about that, Mary. The idea. I never heard of such a thing. This is Larry's responsibility from now on. You've done everything you could possibly do. Yes, and this is your reward."
"I'm not trying to sound brave. I'm just trying to face facts. I know that Larry's going to have a terrible time getting back on his feet financially."
"Well, I see no reason why he should. He's a well-known actor, and he's entirely vindicated in this murder business. Oh, he'll probably be swamped with offers of plays, and probably even Hollywood will shower him with contracts."
"I wonder if it wouldn't be a good idea to write to Tom Bryson and see if he can get something out there in Hollywood for Larry."
"Oh, you better let Larry work this out for himself."
"Well, Tom is right there, and he's very well known. He could probably do a lot if I suggested it to him."
"Yeah, this has been a fine time for Tom Bryson to be away, I must say."
"Oh, he couldn't help it, Maud. He's been getting over that bad fall he took."
"Yeah, that's what he gets for riding horseback at his age. Might have known he'd fall off the first thing."
"Oh, Maud, that's not fair. Tom rides beautifully. Couldn't very well help it if his horse fell at a jump."
"Well, perhaps he'll be content to stay on the ground from now on. It'll be months before his back is out of that cast."
"I honestly think it would be a good idea to write to him. He might get Larry out there right away."
"What?
And leave you here?" "I kind of think it might be better, Maud. It wouldn't be so hard on Larry."
"And what about you?"
"If it turns out to be very bad, well, at least I could break it to him gradually. I could prepare him for the truth. And perhaps we could make some arrangement about..."
"What are you talking about now? Just what is all this nonsense?"
"Listen, Maud. If I find out that I'm badly disfigured, I don't want Larry to be forced to spend the rest of his life being reminded of it.
I won't have you saying such things, Mary Noble, as if you hadn't done this to save his life.
But, Mort, you don't understand. That's why I couldn't bear it. To be a living reminder of this ghastly mistake would be too horrible for him. It would give him such an inner sense of guilt that I'm afraid he'd grow to hate me.
You don't know what you're saying. After all you two have been through, why, to even suggest any kind of separation, even a temporary one, why, it's unthinkable. And don't you dare talk that way in front of Larry.
I'm not going to. But I can't help feeling this way all the same.
Mrs. Noble. Oh, it's just a shame you can't see the surprise I have for you. I can hardly carry all these roses. I declare I don't know where I'm going to put them.
Well, who sent that walking greenhouse, nurse? I never saw so many roses in all my life.
That's what I said when they arrived. And such long stems.
They smell beautiful. Who in the world could have sent them?
Oh, I have a card here, Mrs. Noble. If you care to read it, Miss Marlowe.
Well, you want me to, Mary?
Oh, yes, of course.
Very well. Just let me get my glasses out of my bag. Here they are now, then. My brave, wonderful Mary, I pray for your quick recovery. Rupert.
Oh, I do think they're beautiful. It's too bad you can't see them, Mrs. Noble. Such a deep shade of red.
I think, if you don't mind, nurse, they're a little too much for this room, since I already have so many flowers. I wonder if you could take them out again and perhaps distribute them in some of the wards.
But it would be a shame to do that. They're so beautiful.
I'm sure Mrs. Noble knows best, nurse. Personally, I couldn't breathe in a room with all those flowers. It would make me faint.
Well, of course, if you say so.
I think it would be best. Thanks, Miss Clark.
I'll be glad to take them. I know they'll be appreciated. But suppose your friend comes to visit and doesn't see them, Mrs. Noble.
He won't. And I don't feel ready to have visitors in any case.
Well, it's entirely up to you, of course.
Oh, that Rupert Barlow, the fool, the idiot. Lucky that Larry wasn't here.
I don't see why he did that, Mom.
Because he's a meddling, troublemaking, self-centered fool. And I hope you'll tell him so if you ever see him again.
I don't think that will be necessary, Maud.
Now, why do you say that?
Because I doubt very much if Rupert Barlow will be very interested in me when he learns that my face has been scarred by burns.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't keep saying such things, Mary. It's far too soon to know anything. And it's best to believe there won't be any bad after effects.
Yes, Maud, I know. I was only trying to tell you that if you and Larry have been right about Rupert Barlow all this time, that you'll never have to worry about him again.
And at the same time, we find Larry Noble in the office of Harold Ramsey, well-known Broadway producer. And we hear...
I'd like to know just what to expect, Harold. Is there any chance of getting the play back on? Or have you given up on it?
I tried to hold the theater, Larry, but I couldn't manage it any longer. I doubt very much if there's a chance of salvaging it even now.
But it was a smash hit. Couldn't you pull it together again and carry on?
It's not so easy. We've disbanded the company, sent the sets to the warehouse, and made a financial settlement to all the backers. It'd mean raising capital all over again to try to put the play back on. I don't know about getting a theater. I don't think it'd be possible to get the Hamilton.
I see. Well, that's pretty bad news for me, Harold. I need work. I need it very badly.
I wish I could sound more hopeful, Larry. I'd like to put the play back on. We could recast the leading lady.
Obviously, since Claudia Vincent is no longer available.
It was a big mistake to get her into the cast. I shouldn't have listened to you when you suggested her in the first place.
That's very comforting. I like to remember what a fool I was when I argued everyone into giving Claudia her big chance. I want to hear about it every day. Makes me feel like a great guy. Particularly with Mary in the hospital, possibly disfigured for life.
Now, take it easy, my boy.
Oh, sure, sure, take it easy. Everything's going to work out just fine. Thanks for your optimism, Harold.
Now, just a minute, Larry. I haven't said it's impossible to get the play back together again. Just give me a few days and I'll have a definite answer.
Thanks. But I have an idea what the answer will be. So long, Harold. I have other calls to make.
Now, don't fly off the handle, Larry. Let me investigate. Meantime, try to get a little rest. You've been through a tough time. You're all on edge. Things may not be as bad as they seem.
That's right. They may be worse. Well, thanks anyhow. I've got to run along.
Larry crams his hat down and walks through the outer office, wondering what he must do now. Somehow, he will have to find a way out of his financial difficulties without adding to Mary's burden of worry. will be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.